Blog Talk Radio.
On the earth.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Psychic X-Tray Man here on Psychic X-Tray Man Spiritual Link. Welcome to the show. How are you? Sunday. So I hope you all have all your questions ready, because we're ready to answer them. So bring it on. What can I say? I was actually sitting in the situation and going, what are we going to do, you know? So give us a call here, 646-721-9031. And let us answer your questions for you. What do you say? All right. I'll repeat that one more time. That is 646-721-9031. Also, I want to get out there very quickly that I also do private readings. Right now, we have some good specials going on until the 22nd of this month. That's 222-2012. And it goes like this. For a 60-minute session, it's only $33.33. For a 40-minute session, it's only $22.22. For a 20-minute session, it's only $11.11. For a one-card angel reading, which lasts about 15 minutes, it's only $9.99. Also, for a 90-minute to 2-hour session, which actually you get a chance to take advantage of life coaching, relationship counseling, past life regressions, past life readings, and also in the same session, you can also have a 7-card or a 5-card angel reading, whichever you like. It's called a 7-card foundation pyramid spread. Okay? And those sessions are only going for $77.77. So, you know, get in there before the 22nd. We also have blocks of time, which you can buy, 5 and 6 blocks of time. Depending on which sequence that you want to do, 60 minutes, 40 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is. You can even buy blocks of the one card readings, too, from time to time. You want to just get a one card reading. And call us for the details on those situations and those sessions, which give us a call, 740-500-8863. Again, at number 740-500-8863. Or give us a call on Skype. You can either, if you're a person who wants to sit there and try it, I have a number on Skype, so just give me a call on Skype. The number is 740-601-9835. Or contact me through my website, which I'd love to get some feedback on my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, that's psychicxjourneyman.com. Looking for some feedback. We did some changing on the website and that kind of stuff. And you'll also see when you go on there, the prices have changed already on there. But I'm still honoring them until the 22nd of this month, and stay tuned to this program for further updates on those situations. I also do parties. I also do group readings for family groups, or if you have a group of friends that you want to get together for a group rate, up to 5 to 10 people. I also am available for any kind of guest appearances on any shows. If you'd like for me to come on your show and share my views, or maybe you have something that you're going over on your own show that you'd like to have someone on there to share different sides of the situation, I'm also available for lectures. So if you have any kind of things out there you would like, because I really do a lot of detailing about relationships and that kind of stuff. Any from what you hear on the show that you'd like for me to come to lectures or do some workshops, or maybe you would like to sit down and do a workshop, a one-on-one session, because like I said before, I do life coaching and relationship counseling, but also working with children and families who are having problems. So say you have a gifted child and you're not really sure what direction to go in, or even how to deal with the idea of helping that child develop those gifts, give us a call. I work with children. I've actually had a couple of readings that said basically working with children, having a connection with children, that's the reason why I do have that connection. So if you have that kind of situation, because it's one of those things that you really need to do, because it just doesn't just help you, it also helps you work on your own gifts, because more than likely if your child is very gifted, those gifts were inherited. So somewhere along the line, those gifts were within you. So it's the idea of helping both realize and utilize and support each other. So give us a call, 740-500-8863. or call us on Skype at 740-601-9835, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Or if you like to, you can also contact me in person by calling us on the show, because we'll be here Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, 11 p.m. Eastern. Also, during the week, we have a show on Monday and Wednesdays, which is at 9 a.m. Eastern. And also at night, for the rest of the week, we have shows at 11 p.m. every night. So join us. Be glad to have you on the show, talk to you, that kind of stuff. Right now, we're doing 30-minute shows during the week. And on the weekend, we're doing the two-hour shows. And we're really urging people to send those donations in and just all work together to keep this format going, so we can actually do three-hour shows on the weekend and do hour shows during the week. And if anybody out there wants to contribute to computer graphics and that kind of stuff, anything that you'd like to, that you think would actually enhance the show, that kind of stuff, and really give us some really, I don't know, savvy and that kind of thing about helping people realize, well, why we're here and to get our message across even clearer, let us know, because we're looking for sponsorship and we're also looking for people who like to advertise the show too as well. If you'd like to sponsor this show, please do so. Give us a call. And if you'd like to have a commercial for us to do some advertising for you, be glad to, because I guarantee we could actually really give you some really good exposure. And also the ideal sponsorship would just really enhance the show to the point where we could actually really put a lot more into it, which we put everything we got into it now. It's just the ideal resources. So give us a call. 740-500-8863 or Skype 740-601-9835 or contact us through the website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com, or contact us through Blog Talk Radio. Alrighty, let's get on with our show. And actually, if I'm not mistaken, let's go to the switchboard and let's bring on, if I'm not mistaken, D's with us too. Get that mic to come open. All right. Yeah, okay. There we go. Do you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, I wish I was, how we put this, we focus and say, bless me. With a five, I don't know, a 20, no, let's go for the big thing, huh? I will be put this, trying to find the right wording for it. And yeah, do you want to say, maybe we should just put in the past tense, thank you, God and angels, for blessing me with a $5,000 donation, which blessed the show and me and everything goes along with it, to the point where we actually was able to, I mean, it's the idea, we have the equipment. That's the thing I want to do, is the equipment. Enhance, advance, so we can get this message out. I don't know, it's just the idea. I don't want any more interruptions. I want to focus and have perfect shows, perfect audio, perfect everything that goes along with the whole thing. It'd be great, fantastic. So the idea is just put in words. We're always looking for certain affirmations anyway. So it's the idea. Thank you, God and angels, for blessing me with thank you for the $5,000 blessing that dropped into my lap, which enabled me to give back 100% to my clients, to my radio show, readings, websites, in my new shop. Ah, yeah. Anyway, thank you very much. I always say thank you, thank you, thank you. How about you, Dee? How are you doing tonight?
Not too bad. I've got a whole bunch of stuff written out for you.
You have a bunch of stuff written out for me.
Remember, I'm looking at Ruth.
Oh, I know that, but one thing I want you to do for me is, could you also send me a draft of my new column so I could submit it for March, not to write it myself? I was sitting there looking at the 12th, and I was like, oh, shoot. Here in the next couple of days, I'm going to have to put my column together and submit it to Bell Street Magazine. Have you checked out the magazine?
No, I haven't yet. I have to do that.
Do you have Skype?
I do have Skype. I just have to get my Skype working properly. I don't have any sound on it.
Ah. No, I was just going to say, I got your email too. I forgot. I can just send you. I can send you the link. But it's basically bellesprit.com. Takes you right to the magazine. And I'm in the section called Spiritual Insights to Relationships. So check it out. Also, I've been trying to get people to my website. Bella, B-E-L-L-E, spree.com. Yes.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up. Yeah. I swear, Spirit's been channeling through me tonight.
Oh, yeah? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, after you read it, I, if you don't think it's a good thing, then I'm going to smack you upside the head.
Well,
I'm telling you.
Before I even go any further, I'm going to go over here and learn how to duck. So.
No, it's very good.
Oh, it's very good.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it'll be one of those good smacks, huh?
Well, if you think
something
I
like that.
No, everything most of what I've written and I saved it in my drafts, it's just stuff that just came into my head. I swear, Spirit's channeling.
Yeah, what we want to do right now is the ideal information you have for me. If you could just send it to me through the email or something like that.
Oh, yeah, you're getting it in an email. I'm just saving it for now because I haven't finished
it. Yeah, because I'm going through the whole thing, and I just don't want to deal with anybody else's negativity. I want to sort of focus on the channel between the two of us. That makes sense, don't
it? Right. Yes, I don't want negativity anyway.
Okay, yes, too, Dee. Well, guess what? We also have people in the queue.
Oh,
so
great.
So this gets us some callers. We actually have some new numbers I see here, too. So this is that one, and check it out. What do you say?
I agree.
Here. All right. It's going to, it's coming. The equipment is a little slow, but perfect. There we go. Area code 469. Welcome to the show. How are you? Say hello to Dee, and it's nice to see you. And what's your name?
Hi, this is Dan calling from Dallas, Texas.
Hi, Dan.
Dan from Dallas, Texas, who also likes long beaches and likes taking long walks on those beaches. Anyway. he has long, dark hair. No, I'm just kidding. But
I wish I have no
hair. I think he's a blonde.
You what?
I think he's a blonde. I don't know why.
No, I'm sorry. When I had hair, it was brown. So.
Oh, that's okay.
But it was a light brown, too, right there.
No, it's kind of regular old brown hair. Nothing. I mean, but it's long gone. So.
Okay. No, but I was just saying. Let's take a look. Well, take a look. Look when you were younger. Look at the ideal of your hair and how it actually had a tendency to turn colors depending on the weather. I'm talking about. It's just the ideal. It seemed like when I saw pictures of you, it seemed like there was. Sometimes it was light, and sometimes it was dark, and sometimes it was in between and back and forth. You almost get the impression too with your eyes. Your eyes have a tendency to have different tones to them, depending on your mood and your emotions.
A lot of people think I have blue eyes, but the truth is they're green.
Right.
Ah.
Yeah.
And your first name is Dan?
Yes.
Dan the man, the dancing machine, man.
Yeah.
Remember that? Remember the back in the day, the Gong Show?
that was a very long time ago.
Do you remember the scandal thing? Well, not the scandal, but the rumors they were talking about. The case of the guy who used to do that show, who used to be an operative for the CIA?
There was a TV show about that, I think, at one point, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they found out later on he was just a drunk. Anyway... So Dan, how can we help? I mean, he sounded like he was a guy, man, but come on. When you used to watch that show, you could have swore the night before he was out partying.
It was a very bizarre show to begin with anyway, so.
And every time and they were talking about that too. They used to talk to him and talk to a couple of people who used to be on that show, and they said they used to do a lot of drinking on that show. And they said when you come in there, they all had smiles on their faces. They said half the time they didn't know where they was. They were just having a good old time. And he said they just had these parties and stuff. And he said it was a very experiencing, weird situation. So, So Dan, you have some questions for us. So go right ahead.
Tell me about my relationship with Eric.
Your relationship with Eric?
Yeah.
You know, for some reason, I feel like that Dee would really have some insights on this whole thing, so go right ahead, Dee.
Yeah, you're talking about my ex-wife now. That's a joke. I guess because my ex had a sex change. But anyway, that's here and there.
I think you need to get some new writers. No, I'm just kidding.
Would I be... somehow I want to say things are kind of rocky between you right now.
I think they could be better, yes.
Is there some miscommunication going on?
That's what I was going to say. Lack of communication really seems to be that you would see it as physical distance, but it seems like it's emotional distance.
I would agree with that. I think he's very emotionally closed, and I'm a very emotionally needy, so we're two opposite ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are.
You know, I want to sit here and look at the situation and saying to yourself, just a simple meditation. I always tell people to focus on the heart. Focus on the space behind the heart where they say this is your connection to spirit, to God, whichever one that you like to call it. And you sit there and focus and you kind of like bow your head and you say to yourself, I love, I love, I love. Say it for about 5 minutes. You should definitely feel, seriously, you should, because you're talking about being emotionally needy and that kind of stuff, this would help you to balance that out with that connection within yourself. The real, you know, once you get that realization within yourself and you balance it out, that neediness that you once had, you don't have anymore because you realize that all the love you ever needed was within yourself.
Right.
And then you go a little bit further, and what you should be radiant through your whole body. You should really feel as you, because I tell people, how long should you say it? I say about 5 minutes. But you should say it until you feel vibrational to the point where you feel better about yourself and to the point where you feel, I want to say whole, but it's there's just a certain way you'll feel that you feel like you've said it enough. You have to, that's another way of listening to yourself and following your intuition, and you keep going with it. And after you feel that, then say to yourself, I am love. I am love, I am love, I love. Now we should take it one step further and say to yourself, like I said, the third part is you should say it because of what I feel, because of what I've experienced with the whole thing. But it is up to you. But definitely do the first part. I love, I love, I love, I am love. Because you're centered, basically at that moment you're reconnecting with yourself and you're realizing that self-love is very important. Because in the process of people looking for love out there, you're always going to fail. You're setting yourself up for failure. But when you look for love within yourself, that's where it is. That's where that is in the first place. And use the chaos that is in your life, that's on the outside, started from within, of some kind of insecurity or imbalance within yourself. So the last part is basically you say to yourself, when I love God, I love myself. When I love myself, I love God. Because even when you read the Bible, if you sit there and see the one part where it says, love your neighbors, you love yourself, you cannot take self out of it. So you have a tendency when people say when people say I'm selfless, I don't like that statement because they're saying they're selfless when they should be saying I give up myself unconditionally. Because it's almost like they're trying to take self out of it, like they're not being selfish. But realistically, all they're doing at that moment is being very selfish by saying, "Look at me, I'm being selfless." So it's a more of a look. It's like a like I said before, it's just for me, it just seems like someone's wanting to look at it. Because when you really look at really, really loving, caring, unconditionally caring, compassionate people, they don't need for someone to look at them. They don't need that kind of attention. They don't need any attention at all. Because why? Because they're giving that attention to themselves. And the process of giving that attention to themselves and self-love, when you can love yourself intensely and deeply, you will attract people to do the same thing. When you don't love yourself and you have insecurities within yourself, you attract people of the same.
Exactly.
This would help you understand. This would help you understand. We'll say, okay, what do I attract that guy for? Don't, you know, you look at the person, but learn from the reflection of what it tells you about yourself. And Eric, it's one of those things, consider understanding one thing, you are not responsible for no one but yourself. And the more you focus and work with yourself, the better responses you get from other people too as well. So the ideal thinking about Eric and him not giving you what you want and being emotionally needy, you have a tendency to hold back too because you're scared of getting hurt. So this will help you understand why he's not opening up, because the reflection tells him that's what he should do right now. But once he sees a different reflection where he gets more comfortable about opening up, he'll open up more to you. Oh. I sound like Dr. Ruth. And you know, okay. But I'm just saying, most people think that they want that gratification in the physical sense. They don't realize it starts way before that in the spiritual sense. That when you actually meet the significant one, our significant other, that's a spiritual connection and a heart connection. That later on, you develop a physical connection to express that love between the two of you. So I wouldn't look at this situation as being over, but I do feel like you get better results by going within instead of going without.
Am I wasting my time or
no?
Yeah, when you sit here and look at the situation of what you put yourself in, it's never a waste of time because you're always going to learn something about you. Now,
right.
The process of with the situation, even if you find out it was a mistake to go that direction, you still learned, and if you wouldn't have gone that direction, you wouldn't have learned that about yourself that you realize at that moment. You can change things very quickly by just making it a different direction. I don't think, like I said before, I don't think, I want to take it one step further because I don't want to sit here and say I think. That's just putting too much doubt in the situation. I want to look at it more deeper than that and say, I feel the situation, there's emotions here that people are not willing to express. So therefore, the confirmation is they do exist. Why would someone have a fear of expressing something if it wasn't there? Or even, as Eric has a tendency to pull away from what is going on between the two of you. So therefore, it definitely does, with his actions, confirm that there are emotions there. Why would someone run away from nothing? They would.
Right.
There would be no threat. So see, the threat here is every time he looks at you when things are going really good, he sees himself. He doesn't realize it's okay. He thinks it's a bad thing. When he sees his reflection, he's here. It's almost like he's scared that you're going to see him for who he really is. He doesn't realize you're
exactly. I wonder if the difference in age. I'm 11 years older. I mean, that seems to be, I don't know, part of the
problem. Does he bring
problem.
It up?
He has, yeah. In that, you know, I'm too old.
No, we have to look at the situation like this, my friend. Age is just an excuse.
I agree.
The problem is Eric is looking at things because he doesn't want to see. It's like looking at this, okay? Love is love. He looks at you and he sees himself. He also sees everything he's been wanting to have in his life. But he never thought he would really get it. And for some reason, people think that's, wow, I didn't really think I would get this. This is why we always sit here and say you should do the work before you get there. Because if you do the work within yourself and you get there, then you accept it. And you realize that you can create, attract, and have everything you want and the life that you want. It's the people who sit here and say, well, I'm going to fight. I'm striving to always go seek it, not realizing, actually, this whole thing came together pretty easy.
I don't know. I just, a lot of people have told me, cut them loose, you know.
That's true, too, but we have to look at other people in their situation in our lives, okay? I always say like this. There's a heart connection. All the people around you, never put it this way, we're going to take a step back and go, there's four people in particular who have a tendency to read things on the surface. And it's also, they're also seeing something as in the lack within themselves. So there are some people around you that there is a little bit of a jealousy tendency here too. I've seen somebody who actually might get what they want, who might actually have that one particular. I have a friend of mine like that, and she's so belligerent sometimes. She just comes off very, very strong, and she's like, I have a tendency to bring up a certain particular female. And her first response is, she goes, you're asking more questions about that crazy-ass bitch? And I said, could you be a little bit respectful here? I understand you don't like her, but it's not like you don't like her. It's her actions, because you see a woman who could actually have all the things that you've always wanted yourself, and that's what you're angry with her. So honestly, when you sit here and talk to the woman, it's hard to really take any kind of information or even advice from her because of her being angry because she sees somebody who could have what they want because of what she doesn't have. So she's going to interpret that way. Her perception is going to stay on the way and go, all I can see is the lack of. And we always sit there and do this to people too, to help people understand how easy it is for us to focus on lack instead of looking at all the things we're going to gain. It's a simple game where you just look at people and go, okay, I'm going to give you some numbers, and I want you to tell me which numbers are missing, okay? So you go 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11. Which numbers are missing? Tell me which numbers are missing.
2, 4, 6, 8, and 10.
Okay, the answer is there are no numbers missing. See how fast your mind went to the lack of? They were just numbers given randomly. But everybody thinks there's something missing. Because that's how we're kind of like, as we're being raised and brought up, people teach us the lack of, that the things we have to settle for. So when we get into certain situations, that's what we start doing. And when we start being, and what I mean by that is, I start saying, start settling. You start settling. You don't go for what you really want. You don't sit there and speak your mind. I've heard so many people talk about in relationships, I don't want to come on too strong because I might scare this person. And I say, be yourself. If you're a strong person, then be yourself. If the person runs away, it's a sign that tells you that person's not strong enough for you. But don't look at it being sad either. You look at the situations for what they are. You're looking for an answer. That's the answer. It's the idea of understanding that you are, and when you see this person and you see a lack of anything within them or weakness or whatever, it's you got to look at yourself and ask yourself, okay, why would you see that? Because maybe it's pointing out to you not the reflection as in what's missing within you, but it's also pointing out what you already have and how strong you really are, and then in the situation of settling for somebody. And also settling, when we say settle, that means you have, when you catch yourself saying things like that, I don't think I can do this because this person's not ready to deal with it. I'm sorry, but he is, because your paths have crossed. When you have that life together or any kind of relationship together, the universe has brought you together because of your strengths, not your weaknesses. So therefore, everybody in the situation is ready for it, or
well,
would have never happened.
I mean, I've always wondered why I was brought into his life and why he was brought into my life. I can't seem to figure that one out.
Well, you certainly look at the reflections with, I've always said that if you have two people who do not like themselves, they don't like each other, that's because they don't like themselves. So if you look at the situation and what he points out to you, you point out to him he can be a strong person. He can be emotional. He doesn't think he can. Okay, when you look at him, you see certain things that you know he can do, but it's also showing you that, like I said before, the emotions, if we sort of look at the situation and realize the people themselves are not the problem, it's pointing out things within ourselves. And once we look at those things, once you learn from the reflections that you give each other, the blocks or anything that's in between you falls to the wayside and you get closer. When you refuse to learn from these reflections, they create more blocks and they push you further away.
Okay.
So you see the key. To the whole thing here is he's not a problem. He has his own problems he has to deal with. Yes, but he's a reflection. And if you really want to get close to him, you need to get close to yourself.
Okay. Well, it gives me a lot to think about.
Yeah, to everybody, when you come on the show, one question we can actually take 40 minutes on. So, because people say, well, people should only be able to ask one question. Well, if you listen to the show, that's exactly what they do. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer. Sometimes it can take 10 minutes. Sometimes it takes 20 minutes. That's the whole point of doing a quality reading, is the idea of giving everyone give the person all the information, not just enough to string them along. I'm not a man with a pole with a carrot on it. I'm here to help people. So therefore, other things in private, they'll happen. They have to happen because we need that privacy. And that's why I tell everybody, that's why we have these private sessions and working with other people. And my website of helping other people in other situations because we can only do so much here on the show. But the idea of doing quality readings, I'm not a person who does assembly line stuff. So I'm just saying, take this stuff, think about it, focus on it. I'd love to sit down and do a private session with you as well. But I would also definitely invite you to come back to give us an update on your situation, that kind of stuff, because I don't feel like I just feel like doing the work on yourself. I feel like you and Eric are going to get close again.
I agree
with
you.
And you need to focus on that too as well, that when you have any kind of distance between the two of you, don't look at the ideal of differences. Of course there's differences. He's who he is and you who are you. I hate hearing that. We have differences we can't really deal with. And especially in other relationships with a male and female, you look at them going, of course you guys are different. She's a female, you're a male. And you seem to deal with that okay.
Uh-huh.
Why can't you? You need to take the other situation and look at them just that simple. That there's a solution for everything. Don't look at it as an impossibility, because if you do that, then you're just going to create more blocks. And it is going to be an impossibility, a pushy, you know. But I just feel like with the situation, you taking the time to go within yourself and learn from what Eric reflects to you, you guys will get close again to the point where you'll actually see the solutions on how to keep going in that same direction and actually keep getting closer to the point where, yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, I hope so, because I do. I love him something awful, but... you know, I just—it's been very frustrating because I can't seem to move forward.
That's just this one thing you got to do too. You got to free yourself. Don't attach yourself to Eric. Just commit yourself and look at the situation of saying, I freely love this person, but I also freely love myself. And I guarantee you, if you just look at the thing and have respect for yourself and love yourself, you'll get it from him too, to the point where he'll do the same thing for himself. And you won't have to do nothing but be yourself. That's the point. Everybody thinks we got to be a certain thing because we're not getting the right reaction or getting the right attention or whatever. When we don't realize what it is, those things are pointing out to us to do those for ourselves is in self love. And it'll be great, and you'll love it, and you'll just sit there and go, "This is going to be. It'll just get easier for you." What do you think,
okay.
Dee?
I agree with you. I thoroughly agree. Love yourself first. Eric's got his insecurities, but he'll get over them in time. What he sees now, the things that he sees now that are problems for him, they'll start to fall away. It just takes time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't push it. You can't push him. You can't rush it. It's gonna happen in its own time. Things may start out slowly and then suddenly build, and you feel like you're off to the races, and you know, it's like, whoa, we're going so fast here, but then all of a sudden it'll even itself out, and everything will be, you know, everything is in perfect order right now. You're where you're supposed to be. He's where he's supposed to be, and when you work on yourself, you're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to really start to love yourself, accept yourself just as you are, and he's going to see that. And it's going to make an impact on Eric, and Eric's suddenly going to start seeing himself in a whole new light. And he's going to look at himself and say, gee, if Dan can do this for himself, I can do it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll just take off. And I agree with Donnie here. You're going to get closer. Eric is going to come to that point of realizing that what I think, age is just a number.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I always thought that he just doesn't realize this incredible man before him. That would be me, by the way. And, you know, he came into my life totally unexpectedly, and I've given him love, and I've taken good care of him, and I think we've come a pretty far way in the last 3 years that we've known each other. But I don't know. It's just like the worst kind of love is unrequited love, I think, and that's kind of sort of what I'm feeling. That, you know, I love him, and I don't think he loves me. And if that's the case, then fine. You know, you win some and you lose some, but.
Mm-hmm.
if that is the case, then maybe either I need to free myself of him, or he needs to let me go so that I can go find the person that's supposed to be with me. If it's not him, and I just ended a relationship.
I think he's afraid. I may be wrong here, but I think he's afraid. I think he's afraid to give his love.
Wow.
He loves his dog, that's for sure. If he gave his dog, if he gave me one tenth of the love he gives his dog, I'd be a very happy man.
Oh God!
Yeah, but he dresses the dog
up in outfits, please.
He doesn't do.
I think he's the age and all that, because he's worried about the age. No, I think he's putting. I think he puts up roadblocks because he's scared to death of truly loving someone. He's scared to death of what it really means to have that kind of. That intense love that he knows is there, and he can feel it. He can feel it coming from you. I think he's scared to death because he's never had it. Go ahead.
No, I agree. I don't think he's ever had it.
I don't think from the time he was born that he ever really knew what it was like to have somebody truly love him and accept him just as he is.
Where the hell? Oh, yeah. That's actually the thing I was picking up the most was when you sit here talking about the ideal of this great man before him, the thing that came to me was, do you also see yourself as this great man? Because the reason it came to me like that way was pointing things out. People have said things to me. Oh, you're fantastic. You're great. Your insights are just awesome. I'm sitting there going, okay, sure. it's kind of hard to accept. But see, the point is, of me having that fear of accepting it is also pointing out to me that, in some sense, Lord, I don't see that myself, which it must be true because everybody else sees it. And when I accept that, then it seems like my relationships with the females have a tendency to get a whole lot better, too, as well, because of that acceptance. So you might want to take that in consideration, too, and just add, because I tell people all the time, I'm not saying you don't like yourself, or you do or you don't. I'm just saying when it comes to me in certain ways of taking a look at yourself, that is part of the self-realization of work, of doing the work for yourself, that great self-love. Because we always think we do love ourselves, but if you sit and look in the mirror and say, I don't like my big ass, you do not love yourself unconditionally. People don't realize that.
I like my big ass, thank you.
No, I kind of sort of like what I see in the mirror these days.
Yeah, but see, I'm just saying, when you sit there and look at these situations, listen to yourself talk, because your true self is speaking to you. So anytime you catch yourself in any kind of sense of the word of not directly saying something, there's a little doubt in there that you need to take a look at. I was telling a friend of mine, I was like, when I have a fear of saying certain affirmations, that's a fear within myself. But I might fail. And when I remove those doubts and those fears, then I'm able to say those affirmations clearly. And as I say the affirmation, I also notice the words I stumble on, because I'm also having a problem with those words. And your subconscious mind is constantly pointing these things out to you that you need to take a notice to, that you can actually spend simply with affirmations. If there's anything within an affirmation that you stumble over, you go back over it until you feel comfortable with it. That's how we all work with things of feeling comfortable with ourselves. So just look at this situation and ask yourself, do I have a problem looking in the mirror? Is there something I don't want to look at in the mirror? Because those are self-doubts that need to be looked at. That when you sit there and say to yourself, because if you're sitting there saying, I unconditionally love myself, but you have these little bit of doubts, it's a contradiction. And what you want to do is you want to remove all those contradictions so people won't see the conduct. Because people see those things sometimes quicker than we do. We all talk about reflections. We always reflect, no matter what, 24/7. We might not see it at first, but I guarantee everybody else will see it. So therefore, that's what we always say, take it 2 hours in the morning, take a look in the mirror, and talk to yourself. It's actually been said to give people insights to past lives, too, that might be a couple of past lives that you're having problems with, that maybe the issue that you're having you can trace back to. You look in the mirror, focus, relax, and just allow yourself to have no expectations and just look at it. It's been said that if you really focus on the mirror long enough and really work at this, you will start seeing faces in the mirror. And what this is these are reflections of who you used to be in past lives. It can also help you. It's like Yes, it's a simple meditation that can also take you back to certain past lives of asking a question. And as you're focusing on this meditation and asking yourself, or you work with your angels. A lot of people work with their angels because they feel safe and protected. To say, take me, I'm happy, if I'm, this relationship, is there any connections to a past life or any details that could actually help me with this present situation by taking me back to a past situation? Because a lot of relationships we've seen have a tendency that all the people that are around you, the ones that you're all comfortable with, are probably the ones that you've had past lives with. It's always the ones that come walking in that you're kind of uncomfortable with that wasn't really a part of anything in your past life. This would be the first lifetime you're actually crossing paths. But definitely take notice of those things. Just try those techniques and stuff like that. I just really feel like with the situation, getting any kind of turnaround and getting closer and this relationship actually becoming a very strong, positive entity in your life, seems like it starts with you. So take a look at all those things and see what you come up with. Like I tell people, like people look at you and say, you're too sensitive. Well, go look at it. I did. I came back later on with a little self-confidence and said, yes, I am. I'm very sensitive. I'm a psychic. So it's the idea of finding, you know, you find things within yourself and you find that strength. Or the one time I remember this lady came to my shop and she said, how much is it? I said, $25 for 15 minutes. And she goes, I think it's too much. And I said, I don't, and I'll tell you why. And it was so funny that when you do the work, you really get confident with yourselves. Now, some people might look at you as being arrogant and self-centered, but in some sense of the word, there has to be self-centeredness to focus on the oneself. But there's positive sides and there's a negative side. You know, we've heard the what if, right? People always emphasize on the what if in the negative way. They don't understand there's also a positive side of that, too. Okay. And the same thing, too, Dan, do you believe that which is more important, giving and receiving? Which one's more important, giving or receiving?
I think giving.
Actually, wrong. Giving and receiving are mutually important. If you focus on one or the other too much, you create an imbalance within your life. And sometimes what happens is if you focus too much on the giving part, you don't notice the giving that other people are giving you.
Uh-huh.
So see, they're equally important within yourself. It's the same thing with, it's like being and doing. They're both mutually important. Structure and flow. They work together hand in hand. To give you an example, it seems like it's easier to give you a good example about structure and flow is to realize that people talk about the river of life is the flow. The canoe that you ride in is structure. Do you see how both of them work together? One without the other, you don't get nowhere.
Right.
Okay, so you see the giving and receiving. When you give, you receive. When you give, someone gives back. So you have to be open to the receiving part. Or you miss it all. It's like the idea of looking at a relationship, Dan. Which is more important in a relationship? What is important? What's the most important thing in a relationship? It's you. Because without you, love doesn't get given or received.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So you have to look. Yeah, so you have to look at the situation and go, okay. Go into the situation and realize it is okay to receive. Because without the receiving, you don't give. Listen to you. I'm not giving to him because he's not giving to me. So it's shut down. But once one person gets back to being themselves as the point of giving and receiving, the flow has a tendency to regain the flow within that relationship. And you realize you don't have to give up anything. If anything, you start realizing all the important parts of the whole thing, and you also put yourself in a state of gratefulness because now you can see the whole thing, which makes it easier for you to be grateful for.
Okay. Well,
okay.
That's a lot of information. So ultimately, just keep at it, and things will get better.
I also suggest to you too, Dan, on this show, everything is recorded and everything goes into archives. So all you got to do is go to my Block Talk Radio and look where it says archives, and you can pull the show back up and listen to it again.
Oh, I definitely will. There's a lot of information.
Yeah.
I got to.
Right. Definitely. So I'm just saying that'll help you out to get that information and stuff too.
You can do what I do. I always, if somebody reads for me, I download it and I save it so I can go over it anytime I want.
Can you do that
on Blog Talk Radio? Can you download that?
Yes, you can.
Can you? Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
I do that
all the time.
I actually bookmarked the website so I can go back because there's a lot of information and you have to kind of listen to it over and over and over and over again to make sure that you understand what's going on. But yeah,
you'll never remember all of this.
Right, and this is something that's been weighing on my heart for quite a while now, and I'm conflicted because I want things to work out, but I want to do the right thing, and like I said, if he can't or doesn't want to love me, then it's time to move on. And
yeah, see, that's the idea of realizing you are this great guy that you said he doesn't notice. Just because he doesn't notice doesn't mean that you're any less than that, of that great guy. It's just the idea that if Eric can't give it to you, then there's someone behind him, and probably a better situation anyway, where you can get exactly what you want. But like I tell everybody else, we can do readings until doomsday. If you don't believe it within your own heart that it's possible, then you're working against yourself. That's what they say to a lot of people, to get out of your way. But sometimes it's just that, to realize if you are that fantastic, great person, you are a gift to this world. When people don't recognize that, then they can't be the people that you think they are. So I was saying before, like the idea of the situation, and say, okay, if you really think this is it, then let go of the whole thing completely and let the universe and God be, let God be God and let the universe do what it's meant to do in the first place. Because we all talk about the law of attraction. We don't realize sometimes with attractions, we have to allow them to happen. And if we're in the midst of actually seeking, and we're constantly seeking things, sometimes in the process of seeking, we miss because they go by us, because, you know, we're attracting all this stuff to us too as well. And sometimes it can actually explain to you why certain relationships have this off and on thing, because they're bouncing off each other. Mm-hmm. And they should just allow the relationships just to be, and themselves to be, because there has to be a time. Because as I was telling you before, with the duality, we have doing and being. They're mutually important, but, you know, you follow your guidance, where it leads you to, but then you get to a point where you allow everything else to come to you. That's the being part. So you see,
okay,
they're very important to both of them be work. But sometimes with all the work you've already done, I think it's more of allowing yourself just to be, okay? Take 2 hours in the morning and do that meditation for a while. Because I know when I've been doing this for a long time with this, you know, psychic work and done some spiritual work, and I found this meditation, and I know it took me 3 days to actually even get up to 5 minutes of doing I love, I love, I love, I am love. That, because people don't realize that when you tap into true love, which is that God essence within you, it can be a little overwhelming of how intense it really is to tap into something like that. But you also realize when you tap into it, that's you. And you will start realizing what you deserve, and you open yourself up to it. You won't sit there and sit there. I've said this before, too, when I sit there and look at things and go, okay, this didn't work out. Just because this one didn't work out doesn't mean I'm not entitled to it, because it's my divine birthright to be with a certain person, to have a certain life. And I have dominion. So it's just saying to me that I haven't loved myself enough today. What the heck was that?
That's my cat.
Oh, okay.
That's a cat?
That's my cat, Bert.
It sounds
okay,
worse than my cat, Eamon.
Yeah,
I thought it was a goat or a sheep or something.
That might sound crazy, okay, again, but we actually had a show. We had a show last year. We were doing readings, and we had an open. I'm starting to do it again on Sundays when we get more funding, and we're going to start doing midnight shows where we used to have last year. We used to have the round table, which we've done a couple times this year, where all the mics are open and we're talking and doing readings, and everybody's allowed to contribute whatever they feel. If they got intuition kicking into when we're doing a reading for somebody, they can also say that too. And the point of doing these readings, we had a lady off from California who was connected to some guy, which we want to classify like a warlock or something. But we started getting these weird noises through our audio, like some kind of entity was coming in. And it wasn't until I actually asked the angels to come in to protect the show that it stopped. But we actually played it back a couple times, and there were actually spirits that were coming through the audio and stuff and actually trying to attack people. And it wasn't until we actually called in the angels to protect the show and protect us and give us that good positive energy, it stopped. But it was interesting to say that, you know, the idea of thinking about those things. But we also were trying to point out to everybody else, too, how easy it was to stop it in its tracks. And we did. And we actually had a lady back a couple weeks ago. She was trying to give us some insights how her life is drastically changed, very positive. And there's a lot of things that are going on. So she's just allowing things to happen too as well. And that's all we're saying with you too. Because I really feel like with the situation we got going on, a lot of things are going to happen. And it's just one of those things of allowing it to happen. Because it will. And
okay.
If it doesn't. Because I was saying, the one thing I got last, I've said this to a couple of people I remember saying very clearly. You might not, it's like the scenario that you're focusing on, the relationships you want, the life that you want, is going to happen. But sometimes the characters change. So the person you might think it's the one you're going to be sharing your life with might not be. But the life that you keep seeing yourself having, you'll definitely have. It just might, you might have, because I've actually seen this when I do palm readings, and I saw this one lady, she got, you know, talking about kids and children and certain things. It's almost like you get the impression when I was sitting there doing those things that you would definitely get those kids, but the father might be different. But all those situations will definitely happen. So when you sit there and see your scenario, so okay, the thing that you want to see happen with you and Eric, the relationships you see happening. But if Eric is not willing to step up to the plate, I get the impression it might, if it's, this is what comes to me, if it doesn't happen with Eric, it would be two guys later that you will definitely get it. But it also, you'll learn how strong you really are, that it's not the ideal to say, ooh, I don't think I want to go through any more hurt. Not to realize that in the process of facing those fears and those hurts, that's where we really gain the strength that we need, that when we finally get to the right relationship, we can actually feel and experience the whole thing completely. So try that. But definitely get back with us. And like I said before, a lot of people who call the show and stuff said, I have these specials going on and stuff, have a tendency to come back and remind me, even after I've raised the prices and stuff, and I have no problem honoring those kind of things. So if you ever really get down to the point of actually having a private session, because I do feel like, in some sense of the word, the way it comes to me, that doing a past life regression or a past life reading might actually give you some insights on exactly what you need to know.
I agree with you, because I've been thinking he's got a past life connection with Eric. At least one.
Actually, it's like how I feel. Well, when I came across the whole thing, it came to me as almost like many lifetimes, but definitely three or four very strong ones coming out, which were very recent. In the last, I almost want to say 200 years.
Wow. Huh.
No, I'd agree with that.
Well, all right. We'll have to sit and
figure it out. You just got to change the way you do the dance with each other. You've done it so many times before. Now it's time to change the dynamics of it, whatever that means to you.
Yeah, but the one thing to pick up too, Dan, is the idea that it's not. You've heard the people talk about past life relationships and those past lives you've had with you, where you're here to finish something. I don't get that. I get the impression that when you go back to those past lives, the reason I felt like it was very strong to check those out is because they were very positive. And I think when people start saying Eric is scared, it's because of what you've had in the past. So when it comes to this situation, some things, some variables have changed with the age, but it's almost like Eric needs to learn one thing with the situations, emotions, and love never changes. It's energy, it's intense. It always is. It's just the idea of, you willing to experience all of it. Are you going to, you know, filter it or push it away? And with his situation, when he sees you, it's like seeing the things that you've had before and wondering in this lifetime if he can actually live up to those expectations. But we all know for a fact you'll never get the answer to that unless you allow yourself to experience it. So check that out and definitely get back with us. And I'm just saying, I want to get to some more people and get some questions answered for everybody else. But definitely get back with us. Give us an update on how things are going. Like I said before, I'd love to sit down and do a reading with you and check those past lights out for you to give you some insights of why it would be so scary for someone to see something and show you how intense it was, and as in the positive.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay, great.
When he hasn't had it in this lifetime, I think it's overwhelming him and it scares him.
I think you're right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the time that you've taken with me.
Well, we appreciate you calling. And
take care.
You have a fantastic week, all right, Dan?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Moon River. That's what it is.
Moon River, please.
All right, lady. Okay, let's go on. Okay, and we have area code 253. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
How are you? What's your name? Say hello to everybody. Say hello to Dee.
Hi.
Hola.
Hi. Hi. Good evening. My name is Allison.
You could just, Allison, if you could just speak up just a little bit.
Hold on.
No problem.
Is that better? Is that better? I took it off speakerphone. Is that better?
Yes, because it sounded like it was getting a little, I don't know, it just sounded like it was like we're talking to
like in a well,
feet.
Like in a well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, Allison. Allison. So, Allison, first of all, can I have your birthday?
3/15, March 15th.
3/15 what?
Oh, do you need the year as well? Do you need the year?
Yeah.
Well, I always tell people, if you have a fear that you don't want to tell people your age, you should face that fear and let us know.
Are you doing numerology? Because if you are, I know my birth numbers, but if not, that's fine too. 1957. I don't.
1957. I was just looking at the date, March 14th.
Oh.
I'm sorry, 15, March 15th.
15.
I'm sorry, sweetie. Actually, the girl I was dating this last summer, her birthday was March 14th. So.
Oh, that's not me.
It's understandable to get a little bit. Yeah.
I was 9 years old. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to look at the situation of just going, okay, with all the things that are going on in your life, the one thing that you shouldn't be ashamed of is the way you look, because you don't look your age.
That's right.
That took a while to answer on that one. But when you start to look at the situation, it's very intense. It really is. And you have a lot of questions, but I want you to focus on the ones that are really important and let us know.
The energy of the house, or the energy of the not the house per se, I mean the housing situation, the home situation.
So which one is it? Okay, we got the housing
situation. There's the energy of the house itself. And then there's the energy of its occupants. So I'm referring to the energy of the occupants, the three occupants in the house, the dynamic and energy and between the people that is affecting the living situation.
There's a what?
It's affecting the house. You know, it's affecting the home environment.
There's a lot of intensity there.
A lot of what?
Intensity,
you said.
Yeah, there is right now. It's a new development.
I get the impression there's a lot of that people's energies are awfully scattered.
I think that might have a lot to do with the fact that two out of the three people who live here have very, what's the word, scattered work schedules.
Uh-huh.
A lot of
Did you say stubborn?
Out. What?
Did you say stubborn?
No, I said scattered work schedules.
Ah. Okay.
You got a lot of things going on in the house, but...
Yeah, and I would like you to... I would like you, if it's possible, if you are so intuitively inclined... I'd be interested in your objective view on this, or input, maybe is a better word.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to look at this energy in the house and try to really, almost like I want to separate everything and just clear out everything. Like
I don't know why the word cross point cross points comes to me for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an element of that. Mm-hmm. That's a part of it.
No, like so everybody's at cross purposes with each other.
No.
Nobody's really.
No, that's not true.
Oh.
Is everybody in the house realistically open-minded enough to actually see the truth?
No.
Okay.
I didn't think so.
So when you look at the situation, that's the biggest thing, and that's the biggest headbutt here as well.
Yeah, and that's very much a part of the intensity that you know that you mentioned.
Do we have five people we're talking about here?
Three.
Because I keep getting five people.
No,
when I was sitting here trying to talk.
No.
Okay,
no,
let me finish.
Not. Okay.
Okay. With the situation, I'm going to say yes. There's five.
Okay.
Three physical and two spiritual.
Okay.
Okay. I keep getting a really strong grandfather figure with you. If not, it's a mixture of a grandmother figure, because it's almost like you get masculine and feminine energy, but you get it as grandparents.
Okay.
And you also get a very strong connection with you. That might actually even give us the count of the two. But the other people in the house, like I said before, there's a lot of things with the ideal of energy.
Yeah.
That if all three people learned how to balance it within themselves, then
mm-hmm.
it would be easier to contribute as a whole.
Right.
Because I was actually looking at the situation.
That, yeah.
I don't know if it's you or not, but it seems like somebody wants to just pack up and leave.
That would be me.
Okay. But you have to also understand the ideal of having that vision within your mind that you really want to run away. And I'm just saying, when I look at the situation of actually trying to balance that out within yourself, I'm saying that, because a lot of times I look at people and say, okay, do you know that you can stand in a room of negative people as long as you work on yourself and realize your strengths? None of those people could ever hurt you because you wouldn't allow it. And that's what we're looking at here with the situation, looking for strength within ourselves. I had a friend of mine, she's an empath, and I was sitting there saying, it's one of those things of finding the strength within your empathic abilities instead of looking at the fear part. Because when you look at the fear part, when people cross your path, that's the first thing they want to tap into.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to allow that to be on the surface. As long as you're focusing on the strength within yourself, then that's what people will see, and they have a tendency to respect you more.
Okay. I'll give a little bit of information at this point.
Okay.
Up until about a week ago, there were two of us living in the house. It's a roommate situation. The owner of the house and me. A third person mm-hmm. was brought into the house recently, the new roommate. Completely, totally, absolutely shifted the dynamic of the house. Shifted my relationship with the house owner. And it just completely is like it turned the whole house upside down almost, or sideways. Okay. In a very, very, very rapid fire manner. A lot of communication ensued between me and that owner of the house, since I was the one here originally, and he has probably disregarded any of my intuitions and my intuition. It just completely disregarded my intuitive input and has aligned himself with a new woman. Newcomer, I should say, and so I have been told to leave. So it's not like I'm afraid. It's not. I mean, I want to run, but it's not for the reasons that you might think. It's because it's now two against one, and what used to be a really good place for me has turned into very quickly a very hurtful place. So mm-hmm. and there's no resolution. There's no resolution. I have to leave. I mean, literally, I've been told, by the owner of the house, it's not like I can do anything about it, right? And so that's just a tiny tip of the iceberg of what has happened. So it's amazing uh-huh. what one person can bring into a house, a newcomer, I'm not blaming the person. It's just one person can totally shift the whole dynamic of a house. And that's what's happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm the one paying the price. I'm the one paying the price
mm-hmm.
for this. It's very, very unfair what this person is doing. Extremely unfair. But there's nothing to be done but go. Because we've already tried to work our way through this. He's the one
mm-hmm.
that's not seeing the truth. That's the person I think you picked up on originally. He's
right.
seeing what he wants to see, hearing what he wants to hear without actually having his eyes opened at all. So that's, I'm telling you what's going on, which is actually kind of funny because I was calling you for an objective input and for an objective input here, and I'm the one actually. I shouldn't be telling you any of this, but I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like the information that you were getting was kind of accurate and kind of not. So
mm-hmm.
I wanted to just give a little bit of substance about the situation. A very small amount, but there it is.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, it can be a little crazy, too. I understand what the situation I see with it, like I said before. It's like, you know, I guess if I was in your shoes, I would just go with the flow and leave. Because the dynamic of the person you're talking about, you really don't see that changing anytime soon either.
No, mm-hmm. he has a very, very big ego, as I discovered through this process, and very, very disregarding of intuition and psychic
mm-hmm.
ability. That's pretty hard for me to live with because I'm very, very intuitive and a very, very sensitive human being, very Piscean.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what you said about, like, you know, balancing, you know, the fear and balancing it out, well, you know what? It can't happen. It can't. You have to have two or three, you have to have everybody cooperating to make that happen. If you have one person who's saying, if you have one individual pointing out, you know, if you have one individual in a group of three or five or 10 or 30 pointing to singling out one individual in the group and saying, you're the problem, you're the problem. What kind of promise does that hold for harmony? I ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
No, I
do you understand?
No, I do understand where you're coming from.
Okay. I mean, that's just a law of nature, you know?
Yeah, but I'm just saying with the situation, with the things I pick up a lot of times with people is to realize one thing, how much control and how powerful we really are, the outcome of these situations can be changed. And the reason I say that, because I've actually been in those situations and done that. So, you know, when I look at the world, and the world will say this, that, and the other, nature and that kind of thing, the idea of realizing in the beginning, the dominion that we have, we still do. So we have control.
You're suggesting that I stay and you are you implying or suggesting that I stay here?
No. What I'm saying is I know you could change the situation if you did. Actually, the thing I got the most was when I said go with the flow is, yeah, I've seen you leaving that area. Almost like when I look at the people that you're talking about, there was arrows on their heads pointing in the direction of your future, which they had nothing to do with it. They were just like road signs going, go this way, as pointing
uh-huh.
in which direction which you go further away from them because you could come into the situation and be the most positive person in the world, and the one particular person you're talking about would always contradict you no matter what,
right.
even point, making himself even look stupid because he just contradicted what he was actually agreeing with before.
Correct, yeah. There's some element of that. There's a tremendous, tremendous amount of ego and unfairness in the situation. And I'm a very, very fair person. It's pretty
mm-hmm.
hard to live. And you can't make somebody be fair who's intrinsically unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite there knowing how to even be fair. So anyhow, I mean, you did say, you know, I mean, at the earlier in the meeting, I'm just kind of curious, you know, you did say, you know, it could be brought into harmony or, you know, and I'm curious why you think that, or why the situation, why you think that the situation can be brought back into cooperation and harmony. You know, at the very beginning, you said that before I told you a little bit about the story. Why do you think that? I'm curious why you think that. Or how could that How could that develop under the circumstances?
Okay, I heard the last part. I guess
how is it that you believe that this situation could be restored to harmony and cooperation? How is it that you made that statement or come to that conclusion or input?
Oh, okay. How could I come up with the conclusion that it could actually be a harmonious?
No, how could you? No.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to hear you because.
Yeah.
Connections.
Okay. You said before you heard this a little bit of the story that the situation could be brought back into harmony. How do you perceive that to be the case? And how could that occur?
Now the answer and the vision I saw was the idea of the strength I saw within you. And to realize just how strong and powerful that was.
And then my strength. Go ahead.
Yeah, and your strength, you could bring it around. But also, what I was talking about before is yes, that is a strong possibility. You could definitely do the whole thing. Okay, but it's definitely talking about the situation. That's how you could do it.
We have talked about it. We have talked about it. And he has excommunicated me from the communication process. And secondly, told me that I'm the problem, not anybody else. So you told me, so I'm curious, how does my strength change that kind of thinking in somebody? Of course, that's a rhetorical question because you can't change how somebody thinks. And if somebody spits on your intuition, how do you overcome that too?
Well, it's really the situation of the ideal strength within oneself changes the outside. It always starts with you, within yourself.
I know, but how could
you have a person?
Okay.
I understand that, but the person you're talking about keeps seeing your strength, which taps into his strength, and he's going to basically be a person at all costs who's always going to be right. You can still be. And that's why we put this together. Let's look at someone and go, okay, we've said it, we've done it, we've done the work. Then you just continue to be who you are and realize that you don't have, because realistically you cannot change anyone.
Correct.
Or save anyone. All you can do is go within yourself and realize that all the stuff that's going on around you started within yourself of creation and your manifestations and all the stuff that's going on. Because every time this person looks at you and says it's your fault, he knows whose fault it really is. And I'm not saying I think it's a mutual thing of certain things, of the conflict itself. That it's like stepping back and looking at the situation going, okay, I don't have to do anything but be myself. And that would bring...
Have you ever worked with somebody or had somebody in the family or a relative or, you know, any kind of human being in your life with whom you're in such a different vibration, you're in such different vibrations that harmony is inherently, intrinsically not to be. Have you ever had a friend who's a criminal whose whole life is based on stealing from people? His whole life is maybe based on using his gun. His survival is based on killing people for their possessions or their money. Now, I use that as kind of an extreme example to illustrate that let's say that you're the strong one in this situation, and let's call him Mike. You know, just as a name. Okay. So Mike is the criminal. He's a murderer. But he's free, he's not in jail, prison. And you're the strong one. Now, what you're suggesting is that just by being yourself, you being yourself in friendship with him, you two can come into some sort of harmony. That's an extreme example, but that's about vibration. So what I'm really trying to bring to the table here is that there are individuals whose vibrations are such a mismatch that there can be no resolution, communication, harmony, or friendship. See, what I hear you suggesting is just be yourself, be strong, and therefore the other person will feel that, and that person will come from strength too. I present I present the extreme example of you and a murderer and a criminal, and you still contend that all you need to do is be in your strength, and he'll come around in his strength. Is that accurate? I mean, do you believe
yes.
that? You believe
yes,
that?
Yes, I experience it. I experience it all the time. But the psychic, being a psychic, my family doesn't approve of what I do. So every time I interact with my family, there are certain things that, that's a learning lesson in itself. There are some people that I do get caught up in the whole point of saying this is who I am, and I have no intentions of saying any otherwise or anything else and making excuses for it. This is what I do, and this is what I'm going to continue to do. Even to the point of actually saying to tell my mom that, I said, I understand you don't approve of anything I do, but I have no intention to stop doing it anytime soon. So I just wish we could find a mutual thing. And sometimes it works. When I sit there and just, as I said before, when I sit there and do what I do, as in working with people and that kind of stuff, when she sees those things and she sees how I work with people, then she has a tendency to see it. Even if it's only for a second, she'll see it. I'm not saying it's going to be one of those 30-minute episodes on television where everything's solved in 30 minutes. But there are sometimes it goes back and forth, and it's a constant situation where I realize patience is something we have to work on all the time, because there are certain situations that take more patience than others. So we have to take a step back and realize that sometimes within the situation we have to retreat and go somewhere else. And right now I just finished up a nice little stint here of helping my brother get his house rented out, which they just did, and now it's my turn to venture off and go somewhere else and find my neutral space, and to start realizing by working with people and all this other stuff going on that it's not the ideal that they're ever going to learn or not learn or whatever they're going to do. They're going to see me for who I am. Like I was telling a friend of mine before, you got this one person here who's treating me like shit and beating me up and smacking me around. I don't follow that person's level. I still maintain that I'm a caring, compassionate person and allow that to reflect. Now, this one person might not see it. And he might. But I also know for a fact that realizations for some people don't happen in my lifetime or in front of me, but they do happen. And I'm hoping that whatever I did or by me maintaining, by being who I am, that somewhere down the road, it has a positive effect on that person. I've also met people. I know. Let me finish. I understand. I have one more story.
Okay.
I didn't. At one time, I've experienced a lot of things. There was a person, and it was kind of funny too, because it's also associated with my brother's house. About 3 years ago, I actually had the opportunity to live in my brother's house for a minute. I will say for a minute. And I went down there, and I thought, ooh, this is just a positive situation, a great positive. I was just looking forward to the whole thing, because the way the house is divided, there's actually three doors. There's a back door, a front door, and a side door. And the side door actually has its own little sidewalk where people can actually come upstairs. You don't have to be a part. You don't have to come in the other part of the house.
Right.
And the upstairs was base. It was a nice place. It's a big bedroom with a window seat, and then it has a hallway with a lot of closet space in between this little hallway. But the whole upstairs, whoever has the upstairs, it's all for them. So there's a sitting room and a bedroom. Well, what I did was, it was a bedroom, and I turned it into an office because it had its own door, and I started doing this work. And it was just so funny that the next-door neighbor, about 8-9 years ago, we used to sell Kirby's together. And I don't know if you know what Kirby's are, Kirby vacuum cleaners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to sell those together. And yeah, well, we were sitting there talking and working one day. And me and my ex-fiance were outside in the front yard actually putting flowers and stuff in on the front and cutting some grass. And that kind of, well, cutting the grass, I don't know how you put it. You cut the grass out and you take the grass up as in layers, and then you plant flowers around the porch. And we were doing this whole thing, and I talked to Jeff before. And that's what this guy's name was. His name was Jeff. I had talked to him a couple times before. And he seemed like he had a latitude. And I wasn't too sure about exactly what it was. But in the process of going through the whole process, it freaked me out. But he came over to me and he's like, so, nonchalantly, how's business? Oh, we're getting to the point where we're going to start taking on clients and that kind of stuff. All of a sudden, this guy basically verbally attacked me in the front yard and basically told me flat out, we don't allow psychics to work in this yard, in this,
great,
in this neighborhood.
We
don't allow any of this stuff to go on. And next thing that was like this campaign. Next thing I know, I got every freaking agency in the city showing up my house because I was supposed to see something I did. And he said he would do this. The guy came to my front yard and he said to him, said, and this is what's going to happen. I said, oh, I'm sorry. Let me tell you what's going to happen. This is private property. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think you could do. I guarantee you, get off my property, and we're going to go full swing on this situation, and we're going to do what we're here to do in the first place. I'm not here to please you. I was never here to please you. I got past that point. I'm not here to please anybody. I'm here to do a service, and I'm going to do that at all costs, and I realize that people are going to attack me. It was kind of shocking because of, you know, I thought in some sense of the word there was some kind of friendship or something there, and then to realize that this person was just so fearful of me. But the more I watched those two people, that couple, it was kind of funny to me. This was funny. I got to say this. I was sitting there, and this was one of my first predictions. I was working selling Kirby's, and I looked at everybody, and I said, you know something? There's something going on with Jeff and the guy we work with, who was actually had started that branch of Kirby's and where we were living at, his wife. Jeff and his wife were constantly, when we would split up into crews to go sell Kirby's, they would go in one crew, and me and her husband would go in another. And I looked at those two, and I saw something there, right? And it was so funny to go to their house and to see those two, which are married now. And people look at me, I looked at Jeff, I said, Jeff, you know, I saw this like 8 or 9 years. He goes, oh, no, we were just friends then. I said, I'm thinking to myself, isn't it kind of funny that they have a son who's 8 years old? And it's been about 8 years since we sold Kirby's. Interesting. So, you know, when I have a tendency to look at every aspect of a person. Like I told people before, if you come and get a reading from me in person, I watch you. I open myself to the feelings, your emotions, your energy, whatever, everything, all contributes to the reading you get. So I can read you completely, so I can actually give you more details into even the future and whatever goes along with it. And, you know, people's body language and how they react and that kind of stuff, what I mean by that, I used to go by how they react to know I'm going in the right direction. And so I don't back down from people. People have a tendency to, I've seen psychics do that where someone will go, well, you got about another 4 months before the guy comes around. What? 4 months? And the guy comes around and says, well, maybe it won't take that long. When what actually happened was, it's a fear of his own he needed to deal with to realize that client he's working with won't be the last one he's going to be working with. But he thinks at that moment it is. So I'm just saying with the situation, it was a crazy situation. And I finally just said, you know something, the way things happened, what I should have listened to realistically wasn't the ideal of being myself or not being myself. Because I never excused. I was just gung-ho, this is who I am, this is the kind of work I do. I helped thousands of people. I'm going to continue to do so. But I lost so much in the process of staying there when I should have just taken it and left, even with the fiancé. Because even my ex-fiancé, when I started looking at the situation and the similarities between the next-door neighbor and her and the neighborhood and how they were nice to my face but constantly doing things behind my back. So they wasn't being themselves. There's a lot of phoniness within the situation, which I saw as a nice reflection for me to continue to do what I'm doing. And maybe I wasn't allowing myself to completely be who I am, as in how powerful I am, and not to be scared of that. Just to
see,
you're going to die.
By your philosophy, you should not have left that neighborhood. You should not have left that apartment. You should have stayed there and been in your strength, and everybody around you would have become in their strength, and it would have become a harmonious, wonderful situation by your suggestion, advice, philosophy presented way earlier in this.
It would have.
But you just said that you just said you love. See, it's fine if you like to believe that all you have to do is be the good guy and everybody else around will become the good guy too, and that everybody else will match your wonderful vibration. I don't know if you've ever been with somebody who's extremely abusive physically. It doesn't matter how nice you are, how good a person you are, you can't make somebody else as good as you are just by being good yourself.
Yes, and I understand that. And what I'm saying is I feel like you can do it if that's what your destiny is. And I feel like in my situation, the reason I was led in a different path because it wasn't for me to make that difference in the neighborhood. So I left. Actually, it was one of the
No. It didn't matter. It had nothing to do with what you were there in the neighborhood. By your own philosophy, all you needed to do was to continue to be your strong self, and everyone else around you would have also changed into their better, strong self. That's what you said earlier. Just be your strong self, and that other people pick up on that, and then they match that. They match that vibration.
Yes. Let's go with the story real quick and say yes, I still agree with that. I'll still agree with it 100% until the day I move on to my next procession. But see, the point was, the situation was, I allowed myself to go with the flow, and the flow took me somewhere else where I wasn't put in that position for them to actually come to those realizations in their lives, because there was a lot of different situations because I had taken on a different job, which took me. It was kind of funny, too, because I was sitting there saying, okay, with the situation at hand, I still continue to do work. And a lot of people around me, how will we put this, never went to the point of actually doing a complete turnaround, but there were certain people that have a tendency to avoid me now because of all the positive things I was projecting to everybody else. They don't want to deal with or interact with me. But also, at that point, in that situation, especially between me and my ex-fiance, I decided to go work for the carnival, which took me out of that whole situation of the angels saying, you know something, you don't have to sit there and deal with the whole thing because everything's a choice and we all have free will. And it was something else that I had to go do, and I was sent into a different direction and basically taken out of a lot of things because I'm not even with my ex-fiance anymore. And I've gone down the neighborhood a couple of times to help my brother get his house back in shape. And I do have a lot of people down there who still have a tendency to do their little thing, but I just go in that front door like I own the place, which in some ways, since it's my brother's home, I do. And I don't make no excuse for that. But it seemed like at that moment when I was telling you of all those things down there, I never really got a chance. And I don't. And I said the reason I don't think I got a chance to even see the full extent or the full influence I had on those people, because circumstances of my ex-fiance decided to do something totally different, where she, her free will, and her phoniness, took her to that. There was an affair that happened. There were certain things I lost all. I lost all my stuff, which was materialistic stuff, of course. Everybody says materialistic stuff. You talk about you should let it go. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the process, I lost over probably about $2,000 worth of stuff at my office, my books, my bookshelves and stuff I acquired and all that kind of stuff. That was a lot more something I was really pissed off about more than anything else. But I did see a lot of things with a lot of people, even my own family who lied to me, the people down there that lied to me. But it was just basically a situation, I would think, where I wasn't being totally honest with myself, where I was gung-ho of wanting to make a difference down there, but realizing that it wasn't my destiny to actually do that. It was somebody else's. I don't know whose it is or if there is anybody that can actually really make a big influence on that neighborhood of how deep they've gone, but it wasn't mine. So it doesn't change my philosophy, and it doesn't change my perception on how I see things, but I have been in situations where things have changed because of my positive attitude that people have changed to the point of seeing their own themselves as being very gifted and being gifts to the world that changed. It just happened in a different place, which is hopefully by the end of this month, or maybe at least by March, I'll be living in Colorado again. Because in that situation, I do remember a lot of things I did, but I stuck to my guns, and the next thing I know, I was in a situation of living and working exactly where I said I would be working and living a year before that. But the one thing I did notice was the more I attached myself to things, the more I hung on to it, the more I was dead bent on changing it myself as my ego gone amok, it worked against me. But in Colorado, I realized I had to let go and go with the flow and realize that everybody did change, and the ones who didn't change got kicked to the wayside in favor of that positive attitude.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll clear the line, and then, it's been long enough, so I'm going to clear the line. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call, and you have a great night.
Bye.
Let's see what happened. I was sitting there looking at the switchboard, and I was just intent that I just want to go to, I think everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I really do.
Yep.
I mean, like I said before, there are certain situations I felt like I was destined to stick into that my influence and my positive attitude changed a lot of people's perceptions too. But there are some other situations where we can't change it, of course. But we don't sit there and say our philosophy is wrong. We just realize that people do have free will, and they're going to do what they want to do, and they're going to go against that.
Exactly.
And that situation was, I went to go work for the carnival. In the process of working for the carnival, my ex-fiancé, decided, and I think if I would have married her, she would have been my ex-wife too. So, a lot of things changed. But the process of our angels and our guides as protection, that's exactly what happened. I was protected and taken out of a very situation, maybe even a dangerous situation. Of course, I would have probably came out unscathed anyway, but why go through the whole thing when actually what I was trying to do was look for a positive, I just want to be happy. And I definitely wasn't happy with the ideal of being on the soapbox down there, okay?
Yeah.
So I was taken out of the situation in favor of something totally different, where I remember that when I worked for the carnival, I was actually doing readings and palm readings and all kinds of stuff with the carnival. But also being in the carnival also pointed out to me what I was destined to do with my life, and that's what happened. Maybe the idea of the situation of making the decision to walk away from there, to go work for the carnival, of thinking that was a solution, set it in balance where I should have stayed right where I was at and kept that office going. But I do believe with the conversation we just had, she was dead bent on trying to prove a point of making, she wants everybody else to see her perception on everything.
Right. She challenged you, whatever, and I couldn't understand a lot of what she said, but she was definitely challenging you.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost as if she was trying to say, I'm right, but you're saying this, but I don't believe what you're saying. I got the impression she had her point of view, and she was challenging yours, and she didn't, no matter what you said, she was going to have an answer and come back at you.
Most definitely.
And she's entitled to her opinion. My impression is that for her, move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sounds like the guy there, I want to use the word blowhard. He's going to do what he's going to do. And I think they're going to challenge each other. Because
What I was trying to say was I felt like she could, stick to her guns, have a positive attitude, be yourself. She could add a major change in the whole thing. But I don't feel like it's her destiny to do that. I think she's going somewhere else.
I agree. I think she'd be better off somewhere else because those two are like oil and water.
Mm-hmm.
Because
float on top of the other.
He's not. I don't see him changing his attitudes and opinions, and I don't see her changing her attitudes and opinions either.
Well, I guess we could look at the situation. Like attracts like. If this go, I want to go and I've seen this one on here for some reason. I feel like we should go talk to this lady here and see what's up.
Okay.
Okay, her name is, it must be a Skype because it's a name, Jessica Jackson.
Hello, can you hear me?
Jessica, are you there,
Hi.
Jessica?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Oh, we heard, yes.
Where are you from?
So where you call?
Yeah, from Philadelphia.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I was just
Is that where you're at right now?
I'm sorry?
Is that where you're at now?
Yeah, Philly right now, yeah.
Okay, and you're calling in to...
Well,
what's your question?
I called in a while ago, and I got some advice from you. I'm pretty sure you probably don't remember, but I was just calling to thank you for the advice because you really helped me out in the situation that I was in. And right now, I'm in a process of trying to let go of, like, anger and frustration I used to have in my heart. And
uh-huh.
I'm in the process of doing that right now. And I was wondering how you see that process working for me, like releasing the energy.
You mean, like, what do I see happening after you release it and let go of it?
Like, what do you, how do you say this? How do my, how do you see, how do I work it? I'm basically saying, like, do you think I'm doing a good job?
Yes, I do, and I want you to continue. I want you to continue going forward, and you know, when you look at the situations and not being shy and not hesitating to actually let go of people that are not contributing to your happiness. Because, you know, when you sit and look at the situation, when they make you feel doubt within yourself, when you let go of them, you're actually letting go of them and favor yourself so you can take that time for yourself. And it's not selfish. It's just that someone's feeding into your insecurities and actually taking advantage of you, and that's why you need to let go of it. But actually, you're doing good, and you need to continue to go forward.
Oh.
That's my impression. Don't let them suck you dry.
Yeah, like, I literally feel like I'm moving on. Like, have you guys ever had, like, experiences where, like, say, like, you're meditating or... And then you just feel like you're just coughing and coughing or, like, releasing something? You guys ever felt that?
Have I ever felt that before? I guess I have, and it's just part of the, it's part of letting go, realizing how much of a grip that it does have on you.
Yeah, because lately, like, I'm meditating, like, I just find myself just coughing, like, literally, like, about to, like, feel like I'm about to throw up, and, like, tears in my eyes, not crying, but just coughing so hard. I just feel like stuff is coming out, like, it just makes me
realize.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, it just makes me realize I was holding on to so much.
Yeah, it's almost like you have the idea of something happening within yourself that
you're releasing,
work against you.
Releasing crap.
Yeah, sometimes things
plain English.
Well, I'm just saying, well, sometimes what happens with the coughing part is the ideal of the human self trying to divert you from continuing to let go. And you need to just dig in and stand your ground and keep doing it. Because, you know, that's what I'm saying before. You're doing good, and you don't want to give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens.
So
keep moving on. That'll be good. Oh, wow. Yeah. You definitely need to continue to keep moving forward. Go ahead, Dee. I'm sorry.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I don't know what the I wasn't there when she talked to you before, but what I'm picking up is, you know, I'm agreeing with everything you say. I agree. She's going on the right path. Keep going. Because the more you release, the better you'll feel. And when you let go of people that don't have your best interests at heart, people who are inauthentic, I think you're going to feel a lot lighter inside. You're going to feel a lot freer. I think the energy around you is going to shift. You're going to really, it's almost like, you know, reaching, like somebody reaching up to the sky, you know, your arms outstretched. That's sort of a vision I'm getting of somebody with their arms outstretched. It's not you per se. But I would say, you know, just everything is in perfect order right now. You're moving forward. Let go of the deadwood. All those people that no longer serve a purpose in your life, because I think you've had a lot of people around you who have not had your best interests at heart.
Yeah.
And I would say, unless you disagree with me, that there are a lot of people around you that have been jealous of you.
Really?
What?
Really?
I
never noticed. But
yes.
Probably right. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't always notice the jealous people because we're too busy with being loving people ourselves. So the jealous people, we don't see unless it's really, really directed toward
exactly.
us. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes people, it's the things they say and you don't even, you might not pick it up at the time. But sometimes what people say, you suddenly realize, oh, maybe they said that because they're jealous. Because sometimes when you're happy and somebody else is crabbing at you, it's because they're not. Either they're not happy and or they're jealous of what you have.
Yeah.
And you've got a lot of positive energy in you. You've got determination. And you just want to keep going. And like Dottie said, don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle, because the miracle's coming. You've done so much work on yourself. I think you feel a lot better about yourself than you did before.
Yeah, that's true. So productive, yeah.
Right, and it only gets better.
Yep.
It's gonna just keep getting better and better the more you keep going.
Yeah, and while I'm on this process, it's like I find myself. I don't want to be like bitter and angry towards people that have done me wrong. I find myself doing that, even though I realize I need to move on. But there's still this part of me that like curses them out in my mind. And I don't want to do that. I just want to completely just forgive, you know.
I understand you completely. I really do. It's difficult. It's difficult to not be angry at people and not to sputter about them. I go through that myself.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I know that like for you, I have to do the same thing. Release people, and just realize people have done what they've done. And you can't change that. You can't go back and change what they've done. You just have to, as best you can, release them with love and realize that they're on their path, you're on yours, and you can't let them affect the outcome of your life. You can't let them drag you down to their level.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't.
What is it? Bless those who, I forgot now, the Bible, something about blessing those people that have hurt you, I've forgotten how it goes now. I should remember, but I don't. It's the idea as somebody pointed out once, he and his wife were musical evangelists, and he said, the Bible says you have to love me. It doesn't say you have to like me. It says you have to love me. And you don't have to like everybody. We can't like everybody, and not everybody's going to like us, but we can release them with love. Let God take care of them.
Yeah, it's like look at the situation I was saying before. Love everybody, love everything and everyone unconditionally. But just because you do, doesn't mean you have to associate with them.
Right. You can forgive somebody, but that doesn't mean that, you're saying, I forgive what you did, but that doesn't mean it makes it right, what you did. And it doesn't mean that I'm going to go associate with you any further because, I believe that you forgive. But you don't forget what they did, but you don't let it affect you either. You just remember it so that you don't get caught in the same situation again.
Right.
So that you don't repeat the same patterns over and over and over again. You just let somebody go and say, okay, you've done what you've done. I forgive you.
That's it. It's releasement. So you're not condoning anybody ever did. You're just saying, I forgive you. I understand you. I understand this is who you are. So therefore, you have not done nothing to me. You have just been yourself. So I forgive you. And probably if I was in your shoes, I probably would have done the same thing. But at that moment, I let you go, I go, and we move forward. It's almost like it's a releasement. It's a really good releasement of just saying, okay, you're just understanding it. You're understanding realistically yourself, too, really, because you sit there and look at the thing of a person who crosses your path and has a reflection of you anyway. You learned. So my friend of mine told me this the other day. He said, what you should do is you should call up your brother who's married to your ex-wife now and thank him for taking that pressure off yourself and seeing things for what they are. It's also real, sometimes we see people, we realize at that moment that we still love them as much as we ever did. It just doesn't work, and we just can't go that way. But it's also a confirmation, too, that you are a loving, caring person, and you always will be, so that's why you will probably continue to love them, because that's just who you are. That's the kind of person you are. But it doesn't mean that you have to allow those emotions and that love to enslave you.
Right.
Just realize it doesn't work. It doesn't work between the two of you. But in continuing to be a loving, caring person, you will find a person who will see you for the gift that you are.
Yeah.
Right.
Are we in the Twilight Zone now?
No.
Okay.
You're good.
No. Right, exactly. No, move forward.
But it's amazing when you see people out there too, right? You see people out there who will look at you. I've heard this before too, saying, how could you forgive those people? How could you really realistically not forget that and even maybe open yourself up to the idea of trusting them again? And I sit there and say, well, heck, you know, most times when I hear those kind of statements, it comes from Christians, which even baffles me more why they would even ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
Which even makes them look less loving, which actually, if they're trying to preach the word that God is pure love, they're not actually expressing it at that moment. So it's okay but it's okay. You sit and look at people and go, okay, I see you for who you are. I know what's up. And it's one of those things where, you know, you realize at that moment, all that person is doing is expressing themselves to the fullest of who they really are. That doesn't make you any less or any more. It just shows you who you are. It's like you've always been, and you're just now allowing yourself to see. Because a lot of people will see people for their faults and continue to allow them to walk all over. We don't want you to do that. Okay, we don't want you to do that. We want you to see things what they are, you know, and say, when you look at life itself, things happen for a reason. And when you start understanding that they happen for a reason, because people are who they are, then you realize that they've never done nothing to you. You are making excuses and condoning what they've done and allowing them to continue to do it. But you saw it.
Wow, that's so true what you just said. Because something happened yesterday where I still had the thought, like, you know what? This person got a hold of me and I lost. Like, I kept saying to myself, like, I didn't know any better, so he took advantage of me and I lost. He won. He got the upper hand. So out of nowhere, yesterday, the same day I was thinking all this stuff, he called me. He called me, and I think he was drunk. He started talking all this stuff. And then he was about to start putting the guilt trip on me again. And I just immediately just hung up the phone on him. And it wasn't until like he called me that I realized, like, hey, this dude has serious problems. Like, he's trying to put his feelings out on me. He's trying to put his lack and his sense of non-control out on me to make me feel bad, make it seem like there's something wrong with me when there's something really wrong with him. If he still feels out of whack. Basically, long story short,
right,
because of the phone call yesterday, it just clicked to me. Like, I'm not a loser. He's the one that's has the issues, and he's just being the way that he is. I'm just being me. I was just being me at the time, young and unaware.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that makes sense. I don't know if that I made the connection to what you were saying, but like when you were saying that, it just reminded me of yesterday what happened and how it clicked for me to the phone call and me hanging up on him.
Mm-hmm.
It just finally clicked. So it was like out of nowhere, God or whoever's out there made him call me, or I ended up getting that phone call for a reason, to finally just release and let go, have a reason of releasing and let go of that. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
It was to me, it was a lesson. It was a test to you, and you passed it. You passed that test with flying colors, because you realize this guy's got the issue. And I'm not the person he's trying to make me out to be. And you let him go.
Yeah.
You just hung up on him and said, I'm not going to, this is not who I am. and I'm not gonna tolerate this. And
yeah,
you did exactly what you needed to do for yourself.
Yeah, like it's one of those things too. You listen to your guidance. Say, hang the phone up. You don't need to do this. You don't need to deal with it. This is not your, basically, really, it's not your responsibility either. It's the ideal that you wasn't ready to deal with it, so therefore you honored your, actually at that time you respected and honored your own, as in the guidance that you got. So that was a good thing.
I just brought like a big smile to my face.
I'm just saying you need to sit here and continue to do so as well and realize it. Because I always do this. I've had this thing so many times where I talk to people and they're saying that there are certain things that you just have to deal with, and I'm saying, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Well, we have 90 seconds left in the show, and I just want to sit here and say thank you to everybody else. I have no intentions of answering questions and stuff like that. I just want to acknowledge all the people out there for all their support and all the people listening right now and all the people who called in and everybody that contributed to the show. Doesn't matter if it's negative or positive. It's one of those things where I can take the situation and turn it into a positive and realize that everybody has their own opinions, and people do have a tendency to get opinionated. And I think we need to do with those situations of when you sit there and catch yourself trying to convince somebody of something so intensely, I think you need to take a step, and look at yourself and go within yourself and ask yourself, what was the importance? What was the urgency? Because you don't have to prove nothing to nobody. It's just reflections, decisions, and directions. Okay, so thank you all for being here. Thanks, everybody. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and realize they will, if you allow them to, and give love where love is given. So let's go back to our friend here and look at the situation and say everything's going to be fine. As long as you continue to honor yourself like you just did, you can see a really turn around the whole thing. And everybody out there, we got the rates that are going to be changing here soon on the 22nd of this month. So please get in there and give us a call at 740-500-8863 for those private sessions, because I like to work with each and every one of you. You'll love it. I'm guaranteeing you, okay? I was actually looking for it. Don't you hate when you can't find a pen?
Yeah.
But
it's all under your nose.
No, actually it was a little bit further over, but okay.
Well, you know. Close.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. So was there another question that you wanted to ask us before you go?
I'm like so all over the place. Let me think of something. Well, right now I'm an engineering student. I've been going through a lot of stuff, death. And basically, I'm in the process of, about to graduate in December, and in the process of looking for a job and transitioning into the workforce. So as of right now, I would like to have an internship and or a job by the time I graduate. How do you see that going? Because I'm trying to network right now.
There's one thing that comes to my mind, the strongest I've ever seen in my life, is the idea, are you having fun? Are you having fun at this process of doing all these things that you're doing? Because in the process of the situation, that's the first thing that came to me. This is, are you having fun? Because it's almost like you need to take a step back from this situation and go, are you doing this because of the money aspect? Are you doing it because you feel like this is your service and what you're going to be doing as your life purpose? Because we sit there and did a lot of research lately on life purposes, and I was having my angel cards came out. And I saw the one that said career transition. It was also an archangel card, Archangel Shamuel, which is the angel of love. Now, we started thinking about the whole thing, career transition. Why would we have the archangel of love on that card? I'm not realizing in the process of us focusing on our path, our life purpose, don't we also find that significant other as our partner to share that with? They're all a part of the same equation, the same path. So if we're going down a path of money, then we're going to start acquiring people in our lives who find money as a foundation. But we're also going to find out one thing too. When the money's gone, so is the foundation. So we're trying to build more positive foundations through our spiritual selves of self-love, of realizing that even with the idea of the word unconditional love, if you go into a situation of a career, a relationship with somebody, and you have expectations, that's unconditional. Those are conditions. So when you sit here and look at the situation, what's your the path that you've chosen, you see like all those things will fall into place. But you do see a lot, you do see more physical work going along with that because of that choice. But we also see that if you really focus on what you really love to do and turn that into a career, then we see it becoming a whole lot more easier for you.
Yeah.
So take that in consideration. Success is ensured because of who you are, no matter which one you take. It just depends on the difficulties that you want to go through to get there. Seriously, look at this. You got people staying up 24. You have a person who sits here and studies for freaking finals and all kinds of stuff with college, who is drinking coffee and all kinds of stuff that's actually contributing to an unhealthy body, unbalanced physical limitations to your body, just smacking it. I mean, it's almost like getting hit with a ball bat the whole time you're studying, of staying up until like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Do you really feel like that? And people sit there and say, well, you got to sacrifice to get what you want. And I say, no, you don't. It's the idea of focusing. And the Bible doesn't even say sacrifice. It says you have not because you ask not. So maybe we should sit there and think about the situation and what we're doing here and asking God, so I'd like to have a nice, easy way. Transition. Okay, I'd love to go to college, but there has to be an easier way of doing it. And I guarantee you, a path will be presented to you just to do just that. But if you think you got to work your ass off and you got to do all this kind of thing, it's the same thing. You will also be presented with that path too as well. So I'm just saying, you know, the situation, what you're talking about, grad school and all that kind of stuff, I feel like it's a definite happening. I just feel like there's another alternative that could be a whole lot easier path for you. So take that consideration too, okay?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
I was looking at the queue. Okay. We do have one more caller in here.
I don't know if I have this in the right order or not, but it is from the Bible where it says, seek and you shall find, ask and it shall be given unto you, and knock and the door shall be opened. That sort of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. We were all
I never remember exactly which order it is anymore, but it's
that's
all there.
Pretty close.
So all you have to do is ask. You've
all
got
you
God,
gotta do is
you've
ask.
Got angels, you've got guides. Yeah, go ahead.
All you gotta do is ask today. All you gotta do is ask. Actually, it does say that too, because I was sitting talking to my friend and I go, you work with angels and stuff, and they're like, well, should you be doing that? I said, well, it also says God knows before you even ask, so therefore, maybe the angels are there for a reason.
Yeah.
So everything's happening exactly the way it's supposed to. I'm just saying, I've seen too many situations where I've actually lived myself by opening my mind up for the, you know, there has to be an easier way. It was always presented.
Yeah.
I don't think I can actually...
I wanted to share this quick story for you, because today I recently found an organization. It was called, they're based in like West Africa, well, not based in West Africa, but Liberia.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I was born and raised in the state, but my parents are from West Africa, Liberia. And I have a real close connection to, you know, Liberia and wanting to contribute to the country getting better. And I ended up finding this group called Association of Liberian Engineers. I was just like, wow. So I got in contact with the president. I talked to him for a little bit. He was excited. He was like, I'm happy that you were interested in becoming part of this group. And he sent me an email. And I was just so excited. And I just felt like, you know, I was actually genuinely excited about wanting to be a part of this group, because I felt like it fits so perfectly with what I want to do. And it was just, so I understand what you're saying, because all the other groups and like societies and like student organizations, like I was just like, oh, I'll just go to boost my resume or like try to get a job or internship. But with this group, I just feel like a real close connection. I just felt like excited, like I want to be a part of it. And it was just like, I think I should really continue with joining that group, and maybe something can come of it, because it's like I want to be a part of it and help you grow. So I understand what you're saying, because I actually was like excited about that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say anything about that?
I'm just saying, I can say that was the ideal. The realization you came across is the ideal. Definitely follow through with that.
Yeah. Really want to.
But that's just, I mean, I think that's the simple thing you could actually answer that question with, just saying you already know what you need to do. It's just the idea of following through with it. I mean, and it's definitely going to be a very positive outcome.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, I don't want to hold you guys up. I want to thank you guys for taking my call. At first, I was going to listen, but I was just like, let me just talk to them. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you for calling. And definitely keep in touch with us. And like I tell everybody, take a sit down. And you know, one of these days, we'll sit down and actually do a really intense private reading together, okay?
Exactly. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great night. Great week now.
You too, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, we do have... Let me see here. I'm not sure. Sometimes it's just cute, this switchboard. I can't really tell who wants on, who doesn't. And I was going to sit here and talk to everybody else and say, okay, area code 901. Did you want to be on the air? Did you have a question you want to ask? I'm going to sit here and take that as maybe not.
Area code like
901. Welcome. How are you? And if you did have a question, we would have loved to answer it for you. But if you don't, that's fine. Let's see here. I don't hear anybody. So let's see what we got going on here. There's another call here. Let's see. And area code 386. Welcome to the show. And how are you? Did you want to ask a question?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay.
This is Gina from Florida. I just had a female friend that she used to be best friends, and we had a falling out a couple months ago, and she contacted me. I think it was yesterday, about 2 days ago, but I didn't answer the phone. And so I wanted to, you know, I was kind of wondering what that was all about, why you feel like, you know,
I will sit here and say it like this. I don't really feel like you need to know why, because I don't think you guys actually should be talking just yet. And everything happened just the way it was supposed to, that you should really think about that for a minute, because I do feel like that there's going to be some more communication, I keep getting next week. And I feel like by that time that things will be a little bit different. The ideal, the communication between the two, where she would be more open-minded to what's actually going to happen to get a nice resolve out of this whole thing, because you definitely feel like there's still a very strong relationship, friendship there, so.
Yeah, and I didn't answer. I knew it was her calling, and I didn't answer just because, you know, I wasn't ready to talk to her. And I was kind of shocked. Like, we had ran into each other, and yes, you know, we exchanged numbers. You know, I said, you know, to her that, you know, she can call me anytime or whatever. But when I seen that she was calling, like, call ID is the best thing. Whoever invented that, that's the best thing they could ever invent it, because you can decide whether you want to talk to that person or not.
Right.
But, I wasn't ready to talk to her at that time. So I didn't answer.
Everything happened just the way it was supposed to. And we look at the situation and go, everything's happening just the way it's, just the way it needs to. With hidden blessings, you'll soon understand anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people all have to just do that.
I was thinking maybe she called because she needed something from me.
That's true too, sweetie, but you have to understand one thing in life, okay? When things don't happen, there's no reason to worry about it. Because you can't feed into things that never happened. Just the idea of understanding what she wanted doesn't help the idea of the situation, why she was reaching out. Because, you know, when you start wondering about those situations, you're never going to know the full extent of those stories. Because she was never exposed to experience it in the first place, or else it would have happened. Because people go, if I just would have been there sooner. Well, see, the point was you wasn't, and everything unfolded just the way it did. So just let it go, and it'll be fine. Then I've had people call me up too and say, okay, my boyfriend left me for this girlfriend. What's up with her? You don't need to know that, because it's not going to change the outcome of what's going on. It's the idea you have to open yourself up to the situation and realize that when people are not crossing your path and you're focusing on them, you should be focusing on yourself to actually understand what they were in your life for, is to realize that they were giving you a reflection about you. And the more you know who you are, the more you'll understand why they're no longer a part of your life, and if they ever will be. Realizations happen all the time, but we know for a fact that realizations don't happen at the time that we see that. It's something that resonates with us later on. So if you're not getting the meaning right now, just trust yourself, okay?
I always knew that we would, you know, the kind of makeup, you know. I always, you know, knew that we just needed a break from each other. I'm kind of glad that she is reaching out, because I was like, I do have a wall.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know, there's a wall with her also. So that wall might be slowly coming down, but it's like, you know, as a friend or whatever, I kind of worry about her because it's just her. She has no kids. And
no kids?
Oh, yeah. So, and it's just her. And, you know, she did kind of live like a fast-paced life. So I kind of just pretty much say to myself, you know, it was a benefit for us to be friends, even though at the time, I feel like when we fall out, I feel like, you know, damn, do I really want her as a friend? But when I sit and think about it, it's like, it was, you know, we were friends for a good, you know, a really